Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland. Here I am on Oxford High Street. Behind me is Carfax Tower, as in Quadrifurcia, Four Forks, the side of Crossroads. Can't tell you how old this one is actually, but I've been atop it. You can pay to go in. This is this tourist attraction. So this is more or less the geographical centre of Oxford. Okay, and here is the crossroads to which it alludes. And going that away is Corn Market, but it's pedestrianised in the late 90s. It's Corn Market Street, but invariably we simply call it Corn Market. Yeah, and then going this away is tapering down towards the Westgate Centre, Queen Street. Look at that, rather handsome mid-20th century building, but you know, faux medieval. All right, unconvincing, but certainly not hideous. And it comes from an epoch where ugly was the order of the day. And down here, St Aldate's. There is St Aldate's Church on the right, which you can't see, from which a street derives its name. And you can see Tom Tower, as in the campanile of Christchurch, the grandest college in Oxford University. It used to be the most aristocratic college in its undergraduate intake, but no longer. Place where several prime ministers went, most notably Sir Robert Peel and indeed William Buick Gladstone, and unfortunately Mehdi Hassan, that British-American blowhard news host whom I had the grave misfortune to know when he was an undergraduate here. Okay, and then we're going to be going down the high street, so we'll see Oxford High Street. So if you're not from the British Isles, you wouldn't know that the main shopping street in most places in Ireland, Great Britain, is usually known as the High Street. It's like in the USA, it's Main Street. Oh yeah, I almost forgot to point out, back there, up high on that tower, yon tower, what's it called, yonder, okay, Carfax Tower. You can see below the clock two men, I'm sorry I can't zoom in, Fortis est veritas, so truth is strength. Okay, so we should keep on going and see what's cooking on the High Street. So this is a live tour down Oxford High Street. This Black Sheep Coffee's changed hands many times. It's the Edinburgh Woolen Mills, forgive me, when I first came up. And so we'll cross over whilst we can, whilst this omnibus is stopping, just trying not to get myself run over. So not very high, but not many stories. And look at that one, quite pretty, quite artful, don't you think? Well crafted. They bay windows. That's where Lloyds Bank is. So, because Oxford's probably, not a small city, 200,000 people now, they haven't bothered to do things. Oh, wait a second.